This is Maurice Philogene, and welcome to the Try Life On podcast. Well, you may not believe it, but I've been an actor. I've tried out for the NFL, been a street cop, federal agent. I worked my way up the military chain of command to the rank of lieutenant colonel. I was also an executive at a global consulting firm, hundreds of millions of dollars worth of real estate in the United States. I've started developing on a Mediterranean island, and to boot, I've traveled to 100 countries over 300 times, and generally all this stuff at the same time. No, I'm not trying to be everywhere. I'm not trying to do everything. What I was trying to do, and I'm still trying to do, is to try life on, to plug into planet and earth as intended, and to fill my life book with experiences and relationships, and not just accept the status quo. So what we're going to do on this podcast is introduce you to the mindset, the skill set, the soul set, the approach that is Try Life On, and expose you to the people who've been doing it just like me, their tools, their tips, their tactics to trying life on, because we all can try life on in our own way. So sit back, relax, let's go for a ride. Let's go try life on. Try Life On family, the following is a single-sode. I like to do these single-sodes to get across to you any principles or tidbits of information that I have learned, whether it's talking to the podcast guest or in my own lifestyle design coaching or in my own businesses relative to real estate and restaurants or my travels around the world to 100 countries. I want to make sure that the things that I use to push my life forward, I give to you directly such that you can apply it to your life. And I will typically do that in a single sode. It might be a Try Life On principle. It might be a tip or a hack. It might be what I use to bounce from airport to airport. Also might be what I use to build meaningful relationships, good or bad, things that I've done good or bad. But regardless, the purpose of the single sode is to get across to you something that has been beneficial in my life, the life of those that I coach, or themes that I find within the guests that I interview on the podcast, such that that information gets to you directly. So this particular episode is a single sode. I hope you like it. Please send me some feedback, maurice@trylifeon.com. But see if this information applies to your life and your journey of building lifestyle you don't need a vacation from, and shifting that life from being a status quo one to one that you intentionally design. I hope this single sode helps you. Good morning, Try Life On family. What is happening? And I say good morning because right now I am in coastal Lebanon. I'm in a town called Batroun, Lebanon, which is on the coast right by the Levantine Sea, which is really the Mediterranean Sea, but it's a smaller portion of the Mediterranean Sea called Levantine. And it is 5:10 in the morning. I've been up for about 40 minutes. My body naturally woke me up at 4:30 in the morning because I've been doing this for 25 years. And my body just gets me up because I like to get stuff done. And actually, here, I'm going to actually take you with me. I love doing some of these when you guys come with me. So you could probably hear the sea in the background. I hope so. The world is not awake yet. I have this place that I go when I come out here, which is like a little basement apartment of a friend of mine now that I rent out when I come because it's right by the sea. And I'm what's called a thalassophile, but someone who is the lover of sea and oceans. In other words, I just feel better by water no matter where I am in the world. And it's something that's important to me. But the reason I wanted to get on, I got inspired to just do a solo episode, if you will, because I do get the question a lot why I get up so early after all these years. And yeah, I go to bed early. I was probably last night I probably went to bed around 10, but I still believe in time freedom. I still believe that we have the ability to control it more than we think. It's a Try Life On principle.
And there's two aspects to time freedom. Time freedom comes from a lot of things, right? But it's physical and mental space to be able to do the things that you want. And we need that. But within that principle, there's ways to protect time, to get all your dreams manifested, to start your businesses, to do what you need to do, because a lot of us work a 9-to-5 job, yet we have all these aspirations around life, love, and family, and we can never seem to find the time to do it. You've got to learn to, one, protect time, and two, create time. So I'm going to talk to you about how I've used both of those in my life and the thought process behind them, and I'm hoping that it helps you try life on more for yourself. All right, the first thing is protecting time. There is a principle called Pareto's principle. I don't think folks think about it a lot. I do, quite a bit. There is a principle called Pareto's principle, and there's also a law called Parkinson's law, and you should be aware of both of them with respect to time itself. So Pareto's principle says that you do the 20% of things that give you the 80% of result. So when I was in corporate, I started noticing over the years, I was trying to do 100% of the things all the time, to be a perfectionist, to be noticed, let's say to climb up the ladder, to hustle. And over time, you come to realize that doing 100% of the things means you're probably rocking it 10 hours, 12 hours, 15 hours a day, when in reality, if you do 20% of the things, the meaty 20% of the things that are important, that usually gives you 80% of the result anyway. Once I figured that out, I just stopped trying to be an overachiever and I started focusing on the things that truly mattered. Parkinson's law is the law that says things expand to the available time, things expand to the time available. So think about it. If you had, remember when we were in college or grade school or something, and you had to write a 5-page paper and you had, I don't know, 3 months to write the paper, it took you 3 months. But if you had to write a 5-page paper in 2 days, it would take you 2 days. Things tend to expand in the time available. That's why the arbitrary 8-hour workday that we all have, or 10-hour workday that we all have, depending on what your career is kind of interesting, because people will go to the office, they'll have two things to do, but work will expand into this arbitrary 8-hour time frame. Just waste time, right? The wasting of time that I saw in my 25 years being a corporate executive and my 22 years of being a military officer was epic. It was epic, man. We would think about like the one hour long meetings to complete a 5-minute task. You got to walk down the hall, sit, gossip, chat, meet and greet, sit down, flip on the presentation, talk, okay, pause the meeting, have a lunch, come back. 1 hour long meetings to complete a 5-minute task, and that arbitrary 8-hour workday to achieve an outcome that you probably could have got done in 1 hour. Or think about that just because networking event, just because your friends and peers and coworkers are going there, and you end up at a networking event for 4 hours with no significant outcome to whatever it is that you're trying to achieve. In corporate and in the military, even in the military, it was rampant as I think back on it. I got very good at staying away from it. And even in the entrepreneurial space, I see it. It's prevalent. It's the same thing. We tend to fill our day with time wasters because space exists to allow it. And that's Parkinson's law in full effect, right? Then people will say, hey, well, we don't have time for our own goals. Come on. You just wasted 7 hours of time doing things that had no outcome to goals, right? So in my corporate and entrepreneurial spaces and the military spaces, to the extent possible, I got very good at ignoring non-impactful meetings. I didn't go to training classes that had no bearing on what I was doing. Didn't make random phone calls. Didn't take on business trips that had no outcomes for me. And by outcomes, I wasn't trying to climb the corporate ladder per se. My outcome was I needed those two paychecks to invest in real estate. So I did the 20% of things at work that would give me the 80% of result that would get me the two paychecks. And I just forgot the rest because I was using the rest of my time to invest in real estate, start businesses, etc. In 1997, I started my career. And up until 2013, I got promoted 4 times. from 2013, I just stopped accepting promotions. Not pay raises, promotions themselves. Because here was my philosophy relative to protecting time. If I was making 200 grand a year at 40 hours a week, and the next promotion was going to give me a salary of 250 grand, 50 grand more, but now I got to work 70 to 90 hours a week, plus have more scrutiny from upper leadership, plus have sales targets, plus, the trade-off just did not make any sense. That's why when I got to the level that I did in corporate, my ranks were, you started as an analyst, you went to consultant to manager, manager to senior manager. And after senior manager, you entered the track for partner. When I got to senior manager, I declined the track to partner 4 times because the trade-off of time didn't make sense relative to my goals. My goals was just getting those 2 paychecks and investing in real estate. So titles and money to me didn't always add up. And that's just an alternative thought for folks. If you are working your butt off and you're getting those solid 2 paychecks, you can use those checks as leverage, as down payments to buy assets or buy a business or improve yourself or self-education, etc. I used those protected 30 to 50 hours that I would have had to put in had I got promoted. I used those protected hours and then those paychecks I was getting for financial education, self-financial education. I bought roughly 2,000 pieces of real estate, acted on TV shows and movies, believe it or not. I don't talk about that much, but I've been on HBO, I've been in Disney movies, etc. I became a police officer. I built a private equity investment firm. I've developed property on a Mediterranean island. I've been to almost 100 countries over 350 times in my 30s and 40s. 350 times because I wanted to have experiences in my 30s and 40s, not wait for my 60s to have those experiences, right? You make tons of friends along the way instead of spending all that wasted time in an office. That protected time of me not taking on promotions, I used it to build lifestyle. It was worth way more than the extra 50 grand that I would have got. And frankly, after taxes in the US, that 50 grand is probably worth 25 grand, so it sucks anyway. Pareto's principle just became huge for me. Huge. I just prioritized 20% of the activities giving me 80% of the result, which for me was just getting my paychecks. I ignored the rest. I didn't do the secondary roles and things of that nature. Wasn't trying to kiss ass and climb up. I just got very good at protecting my time and using it for outcomes and goals for me that were impactful to my work. I was good to my employer, to my work, to my life, and to my own entrepreneurial ventures. You can too. All right, so that's protecting time. Learn to protect your time. The second piece I want to talk to you about is creating time. And that's why I had the notion to just do this recording for you, because here I am sitting in the beautiful country of Lebanon right now. I've been here for a couple weeks and I'm up and it is 5:21 a.m. in the morning. I'm sitting by the sea. It's dark outside and I'm up recording a podcast episode. I'm going to write a newsletter in just a moment. I'm sending emails back to investors for Quattro Capital, my private equity firm business. The notion that we have no time is more, in my opinion, that we lack commitment to self. If you think otherwise, from my perspective, you may be fooling yourself. You do an 8 to 10 hour day for your employer, right? But what about your own life goals, right? So for me, even starting in my 20s, and I feel like I got the principle from the military, but I've always been the person to wake up early. Now, whether it was working out or working on a side hustle or working on my real estate or something, I had to go to work at 8 a.m. So from 4 a.m. to 8 a.m., that was my peak time. For years and years. And I still do it, obviously. I'm doing it right now. So 4 a.m. to 8 a.m. every day, that was 20 hours a week. That's 80 hours a month. That's 960 hours a year. That's 5.71 weeks created. That's a month and a half. Think about that. If you get up at 4 a.m. and work to 8 a.m., doing whatever it is that you want to do, or do 2 hours before you go to work, 2 hours before you go to bed. Do 2 hours at lunchtime, 1 hour in the car on the way to work, 1 hour in the car on the way home from work. It doesn't matter when you do it, it's having commitment to it. But for me, it was 4 a.m. to 8 a.m., 20 hours a week, that's 80 hours a month, 960 hours a year, that's 5.71 weeks created. It's a month and a half. Now, if you add a Saturday and Sunday block to that, you've now created 112 hours a month or 1,344 hours a year. That is two full months on you and your dreams. That is how you create time. You have commitment to yourself. You get up or you step away from regular work in the middle of the day and go work on a side hustle or go make a phone call or call an investor or attend a seminar online, something. Whether it's 4 a.m. to 8 a.m., 7 to 11 p.m., 2 hours at lunch, 2 hours in the car, just be intentional. And if you are too tired, I get it. So now people are going to say, oh, I don't want to wake up at 4 a.m. I'm too tired. What time do you go to bed? Listen, you got to make an intentional choice, man. Kill Netflix. Don't binge watch until 12:30 a.m. in the morning to be tired. Or don't have the beer the night before. Just go to bed. For some people are night owls, and I think it's great for them to work during that time frame. I am no longer a night owl. I like to be up early. So once my little one goes to bed, usually around 9 p.m., I'm right behind him. There's no reason for me to be up late because I thrive in the morning hours. So since age 25, the 4 a.m. hour has generally been my time. But again, you don't have to get up at 4 a.m. if you don't want to. Don't use that as an excuse that it's the 4 a.m. hour. Just create time for yourself during some other part of the day. Set priorities. It's a choice. Make it, or someone else is going to make it for you. Now, over the years, I created several million-dollar businesses this way, everything from my single-family real estate business to Quattro Capital, where we've done $200 million in apartment syndications, to even working on my Mediterranean real estate development stuff. I invested in restaurants that way. I opened a nightclub that way. I failed a coffee shop that way when I tried to open a coffee shop. But regardless, I created all those businesses because I was intentional about creating time and leveraging it. Okay. And I still do this after 26 years because my dreams have evolved. And, you know, here I am sitting in Lebanon after 5 a.m. in the morning working on other dreams. And part of my dreams is to get information out to you guys so you can try life on more. So I'm working on it. There's a lot of challenges to building the skill that is time freedom. I get it. And I know that you have work demands, financial constraints. Some of us lack personal discipline. The one thing I see that challenges people the most is deference to societal expectations and cultural norms. For example, there's a strong emphasis on climbing the corporate ladder and getting titles and things of that nature. And again, I had a wonderful corporate career, so I'm not shitting on corporate at all. But for some reason, people defer to, I guess I have to get a title to be successful because that's what regular society is doing. So folks will give all their time away to chase versions of success that they never intended. That's what I realized in 2013 when I stopped taking promotions. Becoming partner just wasn't something that was a version of success for me. It would have been a time waster because I needed that time to go build my businesses on the outside. You can use protected time that I just talked with you about. You can create time the way that I talk with you about to build your true dream business, to build your lifestyle, to build the family that you want. Just be aware of the challenges, recognize them, make changes. And most importantly, set boundaries. You gotta set boundaries. And the example I gave before was I just stopped going to networking events because I needed the time to go do other things like be a police officer. I would leave corporate work at 5, go hustle to get back home, be with my kids. But at 8 p.m., I hit the road as a police officer. I used that protected time away from corporate to go fulfill one of my life dreams, which was being a police officer. Time freedom in and of itself is a skill that you can work on. You truly can. You can protect time. You can create time such that you give yourself physical and mental space to do whatever it is that you want to do in life. And one of the things I like to do in life is to be on this side of the world with people that I care about. I fell in love with this country 4 or 5 years ago, so I come here quite often. I'll be here for a few weeks working on some philanthropy projects, but plugging into planet and Earth as intended. As you just heard, the Levantine Sea is just outside my door. And it's a little bit harsh this morning. I'll walk back out. It's a little bit harsh this morning, but usually I'll go for a cold plunge or something like that. Just sit in the sea for a little bit. But I like doing this stuff. And the way that I got here, as I walk out the door, the way that I got here over the years was finding ways to create and protect my time. And here I am at age 48. I can do what I want, when I want, how I want. Not because of millions of dollars, but because I created things that would pay me while I was away and created businesses. Even though I loved working in corporate and what have you, I created and protected time such that later in life I could have the true lifestyle I don't need a vacation from. And it's kind of cool. And like I said, I love sending you guys information to see if it'll help you. And this is my time to build my dreams to help you guys, right? So I am recording a podcast by the Levantine or Mediterranean Sea at 5 a.m. in the morning, because that's what truly makes me happy. I hope this is helpful to you. If you need anything, reach out to me, maurice@trylifeon.com. But cheers to you. Go try life on as much as you can. God bless. Hey, one more thing. If you're interested in learning more about the concept of time freedom specific to protecting and creating time, go to trylifeon.com, go to the newsletters, and click on newsletter 19, Is Time Freedom Really Possible? There's a written version of all the concepts that I just talked about on that newsletter. Just check it out, and that'll give you something to read. Again, thanks for listening to the episode. I hope it is helpful to you and your dreams. Go try life on. Hey guys, this is Maurice, host of the Try Life On podcast, and thank you for listening to another episode. I hope you are finding it useful in helping you design your own lifestyle that you don't need a vacation from. If that's the case, please consider dropping a review for me, whether in Apple, iTunes, or in Spotify. Drop a review, put some stars on it, give me some feedback on how I can make the podcast better, what information you are looking for. I am doing my best to get information to you on the Try Life On principles, the five freedoms, how to build lifestyle, travel hacking, all of it. And I want to do it for you. So please do a review for me. And until next time, my name is Maurice Philogene, and this is the Try Life On podcast. Peace.